Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sean, boy, what a marvelous career, and looking forward to seeing him go at it on Saturday night. I got to tell you, you got two of the best running backs in town going at it Saturday night, and Mac Bingham, who's had a big year for Torrey Pines, and of course, Sean Poma for Cathedral Catholic. Again, we're going to have that game for you on Saturday night. Our pregame show will get underway at 7 o'clock, and Toe Meets Leather at 7:30. The Dons of Cathedral Catholic and the Falcons of Torrey Pines. And, of course, tomorrow night we have the Division I semifinal game, which should be a marvelous ball game down at East Lake High School. The Gwynn and Chris show will be broadcasting live at 3 o'clock. It'll be the Helix Highlanders, 7-4, taking on the 10-1 East Lake Titans. And for more information, because right after the Open Division Championship on Saturday night, we'll celebrate Thanksgiving next Thursday. And by the way, we will not have a high school football hour next Thursday. But the following day, we'll have the Division II Championship game at 7 o'clock on 97.3 The Fan. And Saturday night, we'll have the Division I Championship game from Southwestern College at 7 o'clock as well. And a guy that's going to tell us a whole lot more about everything we need to know to head out to Southwestern for these great championship games, the San Diego CIF Commissioner, Jerry Schneep, joins us on 97.3 The Fan. Boy, you talk about a busy time of year for the Commissioner's office.
Coach, it is. We're excited, but working hard, and think we got some great games coming up in the next couple weeks.
You know, I got to ask you. I want to go back a few weeks to the night of the Lightning games. I mean, what an absolute nightmare for the Commissioner. What was it like for you that night?
Well, we got a lot of calls, Coach.
First of all, where were you when this was happening? Were you at a game? Were you driving between a game? Were you out to dinner with the wife? What were you doing?
Yeah, I was in between games when I started getting calls, Coach. I was driving, so once the Lightning started, I did not go to the second game that I was planning to go to, and just came home and continued to field calls till probably 11:30 p.m. or midnight, and in between talking to the state office, talking to Assistant Commissioner John Labita, we were trying to come up with a plan on how we deal with it.
I mean, it was crazy, and in every league, it ended up kind of doing their own thing after you kind of, said, hey, you guys figure out kind of what you want to do. You gave them, three options, and everybody kind of sorted out what option was best for their league.
That's exactly right, Coach. We to my knowledge, have never had something like that happen before. The closest thing was the fires we've had about 8 years ago, but then you knew everybody wasn't going to play, and a night like that we had with the Lightning, it was just different for everybody. And it was different to try and reschedule. There were some schools taking SATs the next day. There were some that had homecoming dances the next night. Transportation was an issue, So we got all the commissioners on the phone, all the section presidents, conference presidents, on Saturday morning, had a conference call and decided we would have three options, and the conferences would each decide what they'd do.
Hey, Jerry, I want to ask you a little bit about these forfeits this year, because I mean, none of us have been an athlete ever want to see this happen. And, you know, I know Castle Park forfeited. There were a few other forfeits. But I think the one that really hit home is when Lincoln had to forfeit that one week. Here's a legendary football program, you know, not only in San Diego, but people know about Lincoln High School all over the country. And, you know, I think I would imagine that, obviously, you're concerned, your office is concerned, but I would imagine the overall populace of the high school football coaches in town have to be a little concerned right now and figure out how they're going to have to continue to promote and recruit for their sport.
Yeah, Coach, it's a worrisome time for football. You know, we discussed it at the beginning of the year, you and I, and you know, we were concerned then, and I don't think that's changed during the season. There are fewer kids playing than there were before. I think, Coach, that we are about at the worst point. There's still a lot of participation in flag football at the youth age and in the youth. And I think we're seeing the bottom of it because, as you know, there are so many benefits to playing high school football that far outweigh the risks, in my opinion. But everybody's got to make those decisions for themselves and for their own kids. And, so I'm hoping that we're going to start seeing some slow ticks up in the participation. But, you know, we're going to deal with it. Football is going to be around.
All right, let's get to the playoffs, because so far the playoffs have been really, really good. Of course, you're going to have the Open Division Championship on Saturday night, and we'll get to that here in a minute. But let's talk a little bit just about the semis tomorrow night. We've got them all over the county. Teams that win tomorrow night are going to be playing in the championship games the following week. And I think more than anything else, Jerry, what we need to get out tonight is we need to get out all the information. I read the liner earlier about the tickets, but kind of go through that again a little bit about how it can be a little bit easier for everyone to kind of get in and out of Southwestern College Saturday night and for next week on Friday and Saturday when there is a doubleheader.
Yeah, I appreciate you giving me the chance to talk about it, Coach. So first of all, people need to plan to leave early. Southwestern College does get some traffic around there. There's about four different entrance points to the college, and people shouldn't get stuck on what MapQuest is telling them. You know, there are different entrance points, but get there early, as early as you can, to avoid the long lines. We're going to open the gates for Saturday night's Open Division game at 5 o'clock. That's 2.5 hours before game time. But they are somewhat limited at Southwestern in their ticket booths and entrances to the stadium. So it does take some time. So get there early, number one. Number two, buy your tickets ahead of time. Both schools are selling tickets right now. We're selling them from the CIF office. So if you get those tickets ahead, you avoid half the lines you're going to have to get in. And then third, you know, come down early, spend some time in Chula Vista, go out to dinner, and then come to the game. It's going to be a great crowd, but we expect a full capacity crowd. So, you know, 8,000 people would not surprise me for a game of this magnitude and two quality teams that are playing. So those are the keys. Tickets for adults are $15. For students and seniors, they're $9. And we think it's going to be a fantastic game.
Jerry Schneep, our guest here, the San Diego CIF commissioner on 97.3 The Fan. You know, Jerry, you were on the very first show. You were my very first guest when we kicked this show off. And, you know, I've had all the different coaches on. You know, probably had, I don't know, 12, 13 coaches on. We're going to have Chris Thompson on tonight. We're going to have Robbie Gilster on. And, you know, I've kind of been taking a little bit of a poll with these coaches about, you know, number one, about the early start time. I've also talked to them about, you know, the open division, the guys that were, you know, involved in the open division. Some like it, some don't like it. What's the feedback been since the seedings came out and the four teams were picked? What kind of feedback have you gotten?
Well, what I've gotten is positive, Coach. So I'm sure there are some people who don't say anything to me who don't like it. but you know, I think it's never going to be perfect. I like the four-team open division. I really think we're getting the cream of the crop. And I think you look at our Division I semifinals tomorrow night, which are two great matchups. I think we definitely made Division I stronger by shrinking the open division. So those are two positive aspects of it. But it never is going to be perfect, Coach. But I think, you know, we're continuing to get closer to it. And we have some great games lined up, I think, as a result of those competitive divisions.
You know, let me throw out those matchups for tomorrow night in Division One. We got the Helix-Eastlake game. We're going to have that kickoff at 7 o'clock right here on 97.3 The Fan. The other Division One semi tomorrow night at Mesa College. And this ought to draw a crowd. Mission Hills kind of rejuvenated. They've had two big wins in the playoffs so far after a very spotty regular season. They're going to go against St. Augustine. That place ought to be packed tomorrow night.
I think it will be. Both story programs in San Diego high schools and two physical teams with a lot of good athletes and well-coached teams. It'll be a great matchup. And the other D1 is a great matchup as well with a ton of good athletes and good coaches. I don't think we could ask for more in Division One. I think it's really strong.
You know, when I look at the matchups tomorrow night, going back originally to the open division, dropping it from 8-4, I think it's working the way you thought it was going to work, because I look at the Division Two semis tomorrow night. You got Lincoln, who has gotten healthy. They're playing good right now. They're going against the 10-1 Granite Hills Eagles out of Granite Hills tomorrow night. And then you got Mira Mesa, 9-2, going against Valley Center, up in Valley Center tomorrow night. I mean, those games are going to be tight.
They are, Coach. They're great matchups. And what I think is the most intriguing kind of matchups that we have, when you look at in D3, Santa Fe Christian and Central, a school with 400 kids playing against a school with over 1,500. On the other side of that bracket in Division III, you've got Christian, again, about 400 kids against a school like Morse with over 2,000. But they're very evenly matched, and they're in divisions where I think they belong. And to me, we're getting better matchups as a result of those competitive divisions.
You know, since we're talking about the different divisions, I want to mention Division IV. Santana, who's playing really well so far in the playoffs, the resurgence of San Diego High, 8-2. And then in the other matchup tomorrow night, you got Sarah and Kearney. I mean, Kearney was down for a long time, and they're really starting to put it back together.
They're on the rise. You're right, Coach. San Diego High is on the rise. Look at where Sarah's come in 2 years' time. You know, that's an amazing turnaround, as is Mira Mesa, as you mentioned, with Chris Thompson. So, it's exciting. It's exciting high school football, Coach.
Hey, Jerry, anything else you need to get out to everyone for this Saturday night and for the following Friday, Saturday with the doubleheaders?
That's all the directions I have, Coach. I just hope people do get out and see. To me, it's the best sporting event for the dollar that you can find in San Diego right now. And there are so many kids and coaches that put everything they have into these events. And this is kind of the test for them. You know, they've studied for months now, and the final exams are coming up, and so. It's really exciting for these kids and communities.
Well, I'll look forward to seeing you. I don't know if you're coming down to that game we're doing tomorrow night. I know I'll definitely see you on Saturday night.
I'll be at a game or two tomorrow, Coach, so I might see you down there, but I'll see you Saturday for sure.
All righty, Jerry. Thanks again for the time tonight.
Thank you, Coach. Talk to you soon.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.